Okay, I call this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education on December 12, 2022, to order. The time is 7:30 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 6, 2022. Notice was sent to two newspapers designated by the board, the Express Times and Huntington Review. Notices were posted on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. Notice was sent to the municipal clerk of Clinton Township. Also, please note that this meeting will be live streamed. Attendance, please, Mr. Kramer.
Dr. Blumenfeld.
Present.
Ms. Creighton.
Here.
Ms. Emery. Mr. Hornick.
Here.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Present.
Ms. Oliver.
Here.
Mr. Rosa.
Here.
Dr. Riamaki.
Here.
Ms. Brennan.
Present.
Passes. We have a quorum.
Thank you. So first off, good evening and welcome to our last regular meeting. Oh, no, sorry. Attendance. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. It's been a while.
We're so excited about the fourth grade.
We are. I'm super excited about the students. Ms. Creighton, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Now, good evening and welcome to our last regular meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education for 2022. Thank you to all that have taken the time out to attend our meeting. I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Steger to introduce our student performance. Board members, if you'd like to move to be able to see better because they will be performing on the stage, well, you can do so now.
So welcome everyone and thank you for coming. One of the things that was important to me as the superintendent of your school district is that each meeting we showcase with our students what we're doing in the school, because after all, at the end of the day, that's what we're about. So a lot of times we have the middle schoolers and, you know, we love the middle schoolers, but for this time of year, I asked Mrs. McCormick and she was kind enough to offer up your children, so you can be mad at her, not at me, to offer up your children to sing a song just about the winter and, you know, to showcase all the great things going on here. So I want to thank everyone who's here for the performance tonight. Thank you for coming. Oh, they're coming out. And even though it's going to be brief, we really appreciate the time and attention and dedication you're giving into your child's performance. So thank you. With no further ado, Ms. McCormick and the fourth grade Round Valley Chorus. And Mr. McCormick will be the accompanist.
Do you want me to start on this side?
Thank you so much to Mrs. McCormick and her students for performing this evening. Also, thank you to the families for sharing your children's talents. We love getting to see what our students are doing. Tonight, Dr. Sager is going to announce our Governor Education of the Year recipients. We will recognize those individuals at our regular January meeting. This program promotes... This program promotes a positive school culture by acknowledging the hard work and dedication of outstanding teachers and educational service professionals. Our district is proud to have this year's recipients as part of our staff. After our last meeting, the board attended NJSBA's workshop. There was lots of learning and networking by all who were there, who were able to be there. In old business, I will invite any board member to share one thing they took away from workshop. Our next meeting will be January 4th. This is our annual organizational meeting where we set up the year's leadership, board meeting dates for the year, and our committees. We try to limit any regular business unless absolutely necessary. Tentatively, the first regularly scheduled board meeting will be held January 23rd. We have two changes affecting our meeting starting in 2023. The first is that we will move our meeting start time slightly earlier to 7 p.m. rather than 7:30. This will allow for earlier end times so that the meetings are easier to attend for the public to attend and easier on our staff who have already worked a full day. The second change is that we are going to discontinue Zoom comments. This was an accommodation implemented during COVID restrictions. While we feel community input and feedback is critical for continuous improvement and transparency, unfortunately, this particular means of communication uses a disproportionate amount of district resources. The good news is that we have a lot of other avenues for the public to participate. Please continue to use the existing methods available, attending meetings in person, submitting online comments, emailing us, attending Dr. Sager's coffee and conversations, and as always, follow the chain of command for each building to raise any concerns. Finally, congratulations to Dr. Blumenfeld, Ms. Kottenbach, and Mr. Hornick on being reelected. They will be reinstalled at the organizational meeting held on January 4th. On behalf of the board, we wish you all happy holidays and happy new year. Looking forward to 2023. With that, I will now hand it over to Dr. Sager for your report.
Thank you, Ms. Brennan. So usually Mr. Kramer's happy because I keep my comments brief. He might be a little bit unhappy tonight just because there's so many great things happening in the district that I want to share. A good district, as we know, is only as good as the people who work for it. That's why I wanted to take a moment to highlight just some of the people who have made our district great in the past few months. I want to first thank middle school teacher Christina Knapp. She's in charge of a toy drive. Every year we collect resources and we deliver them to students in Camden. And she has also started a unified sports team, which will start in January. For those of you who don't know what unified sports is, it's an excellent way for athletes who are neurotypical and athletes who are neurodivergent to play sports together and compete against other teams. It's a fantastic program. I also want to thank Liz Tracy. She is a TA in our hand, and she is volunteering to create a TA handbook for all of our well-serving teacher assistants in the district. I also want to thank Stephanie Yeager. I've mentioned her before, but she started a year one teaching academy. Each month, she gets all of our new teachers together to talk about topics of concerns, to acclimate to the district, and to improve instruction. Before Thanksgiving, a thank you to Tracy Carew, Lori Niebuhr, and Kelly Gallo. They made apple pies with donations from Phillips Farms. And Mr. Schaefer's band concert. Also today, I got to sit with Julie Tepper and some parents as they wrapped presents for Camden. So we're going to go to Camden, I believe, on Wednesday. And I was able to do the third grade plank contest in Mr. Ruge's gym class. It was something that was started before Thanksgiving. I failed in making it there, so we did it today. And I can do a 3-minute plank, I'm just saying. Also, thank you to Ms. McCormick. Even though the fourth graders don't have a concert for almost a month, she took her time to make this performance happen tonight, and it was great for the fourth graders. We also want to acknowledge our teacher and support professionals of the year, as Ms. Brennan said. We are going to invite them to January 24th so they can be here in person at our 7 o'clock meeting. But administration surprised them with flowers and balloons, and they were surprised prior to the Thanksgiving holiday. They are Casey Cook, Katie Pill, Jenny Foreman, Kim Kilroy, Rose Mastriani, and Bonnie Birkin. And again, we will have them in person at our January 24th board meeting. District happenings. Tonight, we are going to be recommending Carl Blanchard, who's in the audience, as one of our new directors of curriculum, if the board approves him. We thank the efforts of the previous director, who retired, and are very excited about Carl coming to join us. He has a strong science background. Most recently, he was a science supervisor at Glen Rock. He's also served in leadership capacities at the New Jersey Department of Education, overseeing things like teacher leadership and professional development. He has a strong science background, and we are incredibly excited to see what he will bring to our pre-K through 8 learners. So thank you. This is the last board meeting where Chris Steffner will serve as our principal at Clinton Township Middle School. We have welcomed her expertise and extensive experience, and we will be very sad to see her go. She has benefited not just the teachers, but everyone on our administrative team, and we are very fortunate that we've had her for 6 months. Mr. Mason, who is a strong, dependable leader, will serve as acting until we can make a recommendation on January 24th at 7 p.m. at our board meeting. Someone asked me today, actually, if we are school choice. The answer is we have always been school choice, but we opted to allow students for the first time this year in a while, obviously because of COVID and situations. So we have 3 slots, which are all filled, and we have 1 person on a waiting list. So we only get as many spots as the Department of Education gives us. I know that there are more students who are interested, which speaks volumes about our district, but that's where we are right now. Later on in the meeting, the board will also discuss the merits of letting non-enrolled students attend extracurriculars, and I think that will be in the policy section. For those of you who are listening, also just as an FYI, preschool registration and cost information will come out soon in January, and we will also talk about kindergarten registration. Ms. Goad and the PMG team do an amazing job welcoming our kids to our environment, and that we're seeking to make even more inclusive as we move forward. As I had mentioned previously, again, there was a quick move to one-to-one during the pandemic. It brought to light some infrastructure needs and support needs. You will see on the agenda, we are starting to clear out some tech inventory. This is the inventory that can no longer be used for students, and our hope is that we can generate some revenue with this expired equipment. And I wrote finally, and then I said, and so finally, I just want to thank, again, the fourth grade parents for being here tonight and bringing their students for a short performance. And we are looking forward to a couple of things that are coming up. We have CTMS students will see a performance of the Nutcracker. We have a bagel breakfast in the middle school. We have an all-school celebration at Round Valley. We have some concerts coming up after the break. And of course, the Camden Toy Drive. So just a lot of great things happening in the district. And so that is it for the superintendent's report. Was it too long, Mr. Kramer?
Not at all.
Thank you, Dr. Steger. Looking for a motion for 23SU011 through 23SU013.
Motion.
Looking for a second?
Second.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Emery. Discussion, questions? Roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Dr. Blumenfeld?
Yes.
Ms. Creighton?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Ms. Oliver?
Yes.
Mr. Rosa?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. At this time, we've reached the public comments section. We've received zero written comments today. Those listening to the live stream are welcome to offer commentary. However, priority will be given to in-person comments. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please come up to the podium. You do not need to wait for the speaker to sit once they complete their comments before approaching the podium. There is a clipboard for all participants to write their names and address. When it is your turn, if you could please state your name and address for the audio recording. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. At the 2 minute and 30 second mark, the timer will sound. Please wrap up your comments in the following 30 seconds. Public comment is not for back and forth. If there is a response to public comments, it will occur once everyone has had the opportunity to address the board. If time allows, Zoom participants will have the opportunity to address the board. Those on Zoom can use the raise hand feature. Until recognized, the members of the public will be kept muted. We ask anyone who asks a question on Zoom to please have their cameras on. The board respects all who get up to speak. Please keep comments respectful. This comment section will be limited to 20 minutes. Nope, and do we have nothing on Zoom? Okay. Seeing no one wishing to make a comment, I'm going to close the floor to public comment sections. Now we will move on to the report of the business administrator, Mr. Kramer.
There are three action items for the board to take under this section. The approval of the minutes from the regular and executive session from October 17. There's also two donations we're accepting. One from the Educational Foundation and one from the donorsschool.org funded by the 3M. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Looking for a motion for 23BA021 through 23BA023.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Hornick. Looking for a second?
Second.
Is that you, Ms. Creighton?
Yes.
Thank you. Questions, discussion? Seeing none. Roll call vote, please.
Dr. Blumenfeld?
Yes.
Ms. Creighton?
Yes.
Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Ms. Oliver?
Yes.
Mr. Rosa?
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki?
Yes.
Ms. Brennan?
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. Dr. Blumenfeld, Mr. Rosa, and I, along with Dr. Steger, Mr. Kramer, and Mr. Zabiga, met on December 8th at 2:30 p.m., and the meeting lasted approximately an hour and a half. The administration had set up a presentation on the Energy Savings Initiative Program, also known as ESIP. The ESIP RFP is expected to be advertised and circulated before the end of December. The ESIP process does incorporate most all of the grant opportunities that are available to the district, excluding the ROD grant from the SDA. The next portion of the process does not commit the board to any financial obligation. Another RFP is expected to be advertised by the end of December for before and after care. The proposals will be due back to the district sometime in February 2023. The committee discussed the preschool tuition rate for the 23-24 school year and is recommending not to increase it for the 23-24 school year. At the January board meeting, the committee will be recommending a resolution which will maintain the current rate of $350 per month, $3,500 per year. Our district is a member of the ACES, Alliance for Competitive Energy Services program through the NJSBA cooperative, which procures our energy supply as part of a larger procurement group consisting of multiple school districts. We are currently participating in both the electric and natural gas programs. Our enrollment in the commodity procurement group is about to expire in May 2023. There is a resolution for the board to adopt to continue the district's enrollment. There are separate resolutions, one for gas and one for electricity. The audit of the district's financials are still ongoing and are expected to be completed sometime in January 23. The delay is caused by information that is needed from the state of New Jersey. The superintendent and school business administrator will be meeting individually with each budget manager over the next 2 weeks to go through the proposed 23-24 departmentalized budgets. Administration is expecting a draft budget to be available to the committee on or about the first committee meeting in January. The committee is in the process of reviewing a list of one-time cost priorities, such as HVAC systems, security systems, equipment, capital projects, etc. They are reviewing possible scenarios to achieve the maximum funding for these items in the list of priorities. Most of the significant items, such as the HVAC and the window replacements, have been in the district's long-range facility plan since 2019. Administration provided current projections for revenues and expenditures for the June 30th, 23 fiscal year. The current projections overall continue to indicate positive results. Extraordinary aid that the district receives may be used in the 22-23 budget via a board resolution. As discussed over the last several months, administration is seeking an approval for an additional amount for expenditures, such as to support special education needs, a part-time nurse, a special education teacher, support for an ongoing legal matter, upgrades to the CTMS auditorium, salary modifications, and instructional support materials. The window replacement and HVAC work at PMG is substantially completed. The HVAC work in the gym and cafeteria at Round Valley is progressing. The equipment was finally delivered and installed. The contractors are in the startup process with the balance testing and commissioning of the system. The administration is evaluating multiple options the district can pursue regarding the capital needs of the district, which include the following: ESIP, the School and Small Business Energy Efficient Stimulus Program for HVAC systems, the School and Small Business Energy Efficient Stimulus Program for plumbing initiatives, such as our district dishwashers, ROD grant programs, another referendum such as the one we did in this year, where there would be no impact to the taxpayers, but we would receive approximately 40% in state aid to assist the district's financing of selected projects. The committee reviewed the facilities and finance resolutions on tonight's agenda and will be asking the full board for their support in passing these resolutions. Would anybody on the committee like to elaborate further on any of my points?
That was good.
I think it was longer than superintendent's report. Okay, so I'm looking for a motion for 23FF021 through 23FF031.
Motion.
Is that Ms. Kaltenbach? Okay, now I gotta find this. It is. What page is it? Got it. Okay, so that was Ms. Kaltenbach. Motion. Second?
Second.
Ms. Oliver, thank you. Questions? Discussion?
One quick question. So you mentioned that the district was going to be doing, you know, some additional investigation on these options. Is there a timeline on when we might know what the pursuit will be for funding?
I'm hoping that I'll be knowing something this week.
Yeah, we're just trying to weigh which one is the best option at this
point. Thanks.
And we might pursue a few parallel with each other, but we're getting there.
So by the next board meeting, we should have some clarity.
Next board meeting.
Yeah, great, thank you.
I hope to send something out to the Finance Committee this week.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, roll call vote please, Mr. Kramer.
Dr. Blumenfeld.
Yes.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Mr. Rosa.
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes. We're good? All right. We're going to move on to personnel. Ms. Creighton, I believe you're reporting out tonight.
on Wednesday, December 7th, Dr. Steger, Ms. Brennan, Ms. Emery, and I met for personnel committee. Mr. Hornick was unavailable to attend. And there's so many things going on in the district. We have many new staff that you will see on the agenda. We have a mention of the nurse, additional teachers, substitute teachers, teaching assistants that are coming into our district to continue and support our students. We have positions open for technology support to drive continuous improvement in the district. Our new curriculum director has been identified, and we're really excited that he's here. Dr. Steger made mention of the Teacher Academy, and there's been great feedback received from all of the schools, and being that this is a teacher-led effort, there's wonderful content that's being developed and shared within the district. We mentioned again about Mr. Mason as the acting principal, and we are announcing the retirement of Mrs. Michelle D. Giovanni. She's been the CTMS math teacher for 22 years, and also Mr. Albert Mead, and we thank them so much for their service. There are several items on the agenda tonight for approval, and the board fully, the committee fully supports these things and asks for their your support as well from a board perspective. These are items 23, PO 64 through 81. If there are any questions or anything I missed. Yep.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion for 23 P 064 through 23 P 081.
Motion.
Thank you, Dr. Riamaki. Just looking for a second.
Second.
Was that you, Ms. Creighton?
Yeah.
Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Dr. Blumenfeld.
Yes.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Mr. Rosa.
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. And now we'll move on to policy with Ms. Kaltenbach.
Good evening. Is it on? Yeah. Okay.
The policy. Ooh, there it goes. Sorry. The policy committee met on November 29th for about an hour and a half. Dr. Steger, Ms. Oliver, Ms. Brennan, and myself were in attendance. There are several policies and regulations that are being presented for first reading tonight. Normally, I would read this whole thing about how some of these are mandatory, but it doesn't actually apply tonight, so I'm going to skip that part. Regulation 2330 is our homework regulation. Administration requested a few wording modifications to reflect better language that is more reflective of best practices, and these were discussed and incorporated. Policy 2340 is our policy on field trips. This and the following regulation changes were administration requested changes as well. They don't really change anything major about the policy. The policy was adjusted to provide further clarification that sometimes the board does pay for parts of field trips. Prior, the policy had said the board will not pay for field trips, which we in fact did. So we were actually going against our own policy. So we wanted to correct that. A discussion was had about students who cannot afford to go on field trips and how that is funded. And so that was clarified for the board members. No student is ever turned away from a field trip because they cannot afford the fee. So for the public, just so you know, please reach out to the principal of your school if you have any questions about that. The corresponding regulation was adjusted to read that applications must be submitted in a timely manner. So that was the change in the regulation. And that was just to encourage better workflow on the administration side. That policy and those two regulations will be up for second reading at the regular January board meeting, not the reorg meeting. And if they are approved, they will then become part of the official policies of the district. The committee has reviewed all of the policies, as has the administration, and we're asking for the full board for their approval of first reading. The committee is also bringing several policies for second reading. These are listed in the agenda. If the full board approves the second reading, then they will become part of the official policies and regulations of CTSD. And the committee asks that the board consider voting for these in the affirmative as well. One final point of discussion. Next month, we will bring for a first read a policy that refers to athletic competitions and homeschooled students. This was mentioned earlier. We have received a request. I can't read tonight, I apologize. We have received a request for students from this district, but not enrolled as students, who would like to attend after-school activities. This could encompass things like band, chorus, or athletic activities. The request was for the students to be able to participate even if they are not enrolled in schools. The committee discussed this, and we decided that the whole board needed to weigh in. This was not just a committee decision. So I sent everybody that email with all of that information. I got a lot of questions back, so I wanted to kind of offer the questions and answers to the board and give a chance for any further discussion tonight, and then we will vote next month. So some of the questions that have come up, just so that everyone has all of the information in case you had these questions too. No, the students would not be required to enroll in school. They would still remain homeschooled students. Yes, all of the paperwork would be required for health forms, and the same requirements would apply as for our students. So any requirements from a health perspective that are out there, they would be, those requirements would be in place. Yes, these students would be covered under our insurance policy, and yes, these families are in our district, they're taxpayers in our district. The students are just not enrolled. So those were some of the questions that I got. Does anyone have, anyone on the committee, I told you I just can't read tonight. Does anyone on the committee have anything to add?
Bravo.
Okay. Our next meeting will be on January 10th.
Okay, all good. Looking for a motion for 23PR009 and 23PR010.
Motion.
Thank you, Ms. Oliver. Second. Thank you, Ms. Creighton. Or Emery. Wait, no, okay. Any questions, discussion? No? Okay. Mr. Kramer, roll call vote, please.
Dr. Blumenfeld.
Yes.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Mr. Hornig.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Mr. Rosa.
Yes.
Dr. Riamaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. And last but not least, curriculum with Dr. Riamaki.
Thank you, Ms. Brennan. This month, the curriculum committee met for 90 minutes on December 8th. In attendance were Dr. Steger, Dr. Roberto, Ms. Filas, Ms. Kaltenbach, Mr. Hornick, Ms. Brennan, and myself. I want to start by just welcoming Mr. Blanchard. On behalf of the committee, we are thrilled to have you as our next Director of Curriculum, Learning, and Grants. We're lucky to have you. This month, we have 12 action items on the agenda, starting with some of the standard monthly motions. The first is approval of travel expenditures, and I want to note that it's a long list because a bunch of these are observations related to deciding on a new math series for the district. Curriculum-related services is the next, including approval for part-time curriculum work by Dr. Roberto, who we have been blessed to welcome back as the district transitions to our new director, Mr. Blanchard. We have a motion for out-of-district tuition placement. We have approval of three new field trips, which is very exciting. Curriculum CUR040 and 41 are approval of ESEA and IDEA funds for this school year, including carryovers from last year. CUR042 is approval of the mentor text list, which indicates materials that are not mandatory but are available for teachers to use based on the needs of their particular classroom and students. CUR43 is approval of the nursing services plan, which board members should have received by email. Dr. Steger already mentioned CUR44, which is approval of CTMS as a Special Olympics Unified Champion School, which is very exciting. CUR45 is a procedural motion to reapprove the safe return plan, which the state requires to be affirmed periodically. And finally, CUR46 and 47, got the numbers right, are approval for submission of Title I related reports. And just for everyone's information, Title I provides resources and requirements to improve basic programs for children from low-income families to help them meet state academic achievement standards. At our meeting, we discussed several additional topics: formative assessment data for our students from the program LinkIt, with a discussion of how our district is digging into the data to explore and fill any learning gaps. Start Strong assessments are also being analyzed for that purpose. Professional development needs and upcoming programming, including leaning more on educational experts within the district. Plans for revised assessments of the Summer Foundations program. An update on the math textbook pilot, including the observations by staff of the textbook use in Reddington, which I already mentioned. Upcoming programming for our new teacher academy, plans to incorporate curriculum news into the principal's newsletters, and upcoming reviews of how climate change concepts are being incorporated across the curriculum as required by state learning standards. Does anyone on the committee want to add or amend anything? Right, that's it then.
All right, thank you. Looking for a motion for 23CUR036 through 23CUR047.
Motion.
Thank you, Ms. Emery. Looking for a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Hornick. Questions, comments? All right, roll call vote, please, Mr. Kramer.
Dr. Blumenfeld.
Yes.
Ms. Creighton.
Yes.
Ms. Emery.
Yes.
Mr. Hornick.
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach.
Yes.
Ms. Oliver.
Yes.
Mr. Mroza.
Yes.
Dr. Uyemaki.
Yes.
Ms. Brennan.
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. We're going to move on to old business. As previously mentioned, Dr. Steger, Mr. Kramer, and several board members attended the NJSBA workshop in October. I invite those who attended to share one thing that they learned about at the conference.
I wrote a little blurb. Can I share? Okay. I wrote a little comment I wanted to share. I just wanted to state that the conference was absolutely wonderful. I learned so much, not only on a personal level, but in speaking with other board members from other districts that attended. It was evident that our board has something major that lots of other boards are missing, and that's teamwork. We've made great progress over the past few years, and after listening to various speakers present on things such as school safety, preschool expansion, curriculum, and the possibilities of different grants that are available through the state, I think the ideas that we've been able to bring back with us to CTSD are valuable. So again, just wanted to thank Dr. Steger and Mr. Kramer for your organization, leadership, but most importantly, the laughs during the conference. Truly a great experience, and I hope to do it again.
Anyone else from that?
I'll jump in. I think there were a lot of fantastic sessions that I attended. One on Sustainable New Jersey for Schools, which I think will have some great potential opportunities for us to get grant funding for things that we already want to do. But I wanted to just mention another one that I attended on the importance of windows and mirrors in our curriculum. It was led by a friend of mine, Laura Choi, who's a board member in Greenwich Township in Warren County. And she is Asian American, and she was, it was a very personal session, but she was speaking a lot about how important it's been for her children to be able to see themselves in the materials that they're reading in their classroom, but also how important it is for their classmates to be able to see other people's perspectives. And so the mirror is about her child being able to see himself in those materials, and the windows are being able to look out and be able to empathize with other people's lived experiences. And I want to just connect that to something that my child's been talking about a ton the past couple of weeks, which is, of all things, Sudan, because they've been reading a story about, fictional story, but based on real events from a child from Sudan. So that's been great to kind of see in practice in our district.
I can go next. I think this was my first conference, and it was amazing. I think, you know, there were so many great sessions that I was able to attend. One that stands out to me was just about kind of governance on a school, at the school board. Ms. Oliver mentioned that we really heard from other boards in the state that we're doing a really very good job in terms of how we're organized, the things that we're tackling. There's always room for improvement. I think that's the spirit of continuous improvement. But the session on the board governance and how we can leverage those learnings to make sure that CTMS, CTSD, you know, from a board perspective, is able to be sustainable. I think that was a really big learning, and gives us an opportunity to really take what we're doing and come back and even, you know, consider possibly presenting at a future conference to show the really great work that we're doing here at the district.
I'll go.
Okay.
The school board's conference was truly an amazing professional development opportunity for myself personally, and like someone, so many other people have said, for the whole board. I attended workshops on diversity, on finance, and quite a few on professional development. And it gave us a chance to learn as a board, to bond as a board, which I think was a really important part of it for us, and to grow as a board. And I think all of those are just going to make us a stronger board on all of those levels. And so I think we all got so much out of it. And I would like to echo the thank you to the two of you for putting together, especially Mr. Kramer, for organizing us and keeping us all on track. And it was much appreciated. So I'm looking forward to attending again in the future. So thank you, guys.
So I loved going to a conference. It was a really great experience. And I will say, as being a, I consider, even though it's not that, it's, I've been a board member for almost two cycles. It's something that going, you always wonder for yourself, am I doing what's right? Am I going and doing the right process? And going there and hearing, not just from the other districts, but hearing from presenters, showing what is best practice and that we are doing it, is a really confidence building and good feeling, going and hearing those things, at least for me, especially going through COVID and become, you know, and being a new president and all of that. So that was definitely one of my positive takeaways. Anyone else who wants to add on the conference? Nope. Okay. Any other additional old business? Okay. New business? Okay, I see no new business. So now we will go on to the second recognition of the public. We will also include online questions. However, priority will be given to in-person comments. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please come up to the podium. You do not need to wait for the speaker to sit once they complete their comments before approaching the podium. When it is your turn, if you could then please state your name and address for the audio recording. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. The board respects all who get up to speak. Please keep comments respectful. Any responses to public comment will occur once everyone has had the opportunity to address the board. If time allows, Zoom participants will have the opportunity to address the board. Those on Zoom can use the raise hand feature. We ask anyone who asks a question to please have their cameras on. Until recognized, the members of the public will be kept muted. Anyone? Okay, any Zoom comments? All right, thank you. I'm going to close the floor to public comment. Our next meeting is scheduled for January 4th at 7 p.m. Please note the new time at the Clinton Township Middle School. Thank you for everyone for joining us this evening. Happy holidays. I am looking for a motion to approve the above executive session resolution for the board moving into closed session to discuss HIB investigations and a legal matter, wherein the length of time for the executive session is expected to be approximately 30 minutes, and upon returning, action may be taken.
Motion.
Thank you, Dr. Riamaki. Second? Okay, I think that was Ms. Creighton. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 8:15 p.m. Thank you.